Some of the 995 oil change and the low price tire guarantee. It's a good day to get in there and get an inexpensive but very well professionally done oil change.
That's right. It doesn't cost too much, but it is first class work. We do the whole oil change, do a complete inspection on your vehicle, top off all your fluids. Mm-hmm. We'll inspect the brakes, battery, tires. Everything you need to make sure your vehicle's safe to drive.
And I would recommend that our tire rotation at the same time.
That's something you definitely need to do. It'll extend the life of your tires. Better than about anything else you can do is keep a good alignment, mm-hmm. maybe once a year or so. Make sure they're balanced, and then keep them nice and rotated.
So and that's the nice thing.
That wears more evenly.
That's the nice mm-hmm. thing about your maintenance crew. They keep track. If you're a regular customer, they'll keep track of when's the last time you had your alignment. And according to your particular vehicle's owner manual, they'll say, okay, owner's manual recommends that we do an alignment for you. Is this a good time to do it?
That kind of thing. Plus, we'll keep continual measurements on things like your brakes and your battery. We do battery tests. And so we can see as things begin to age and give you an idea before it hits your budget, I've got to do it now mm-hmm. type of thing so that you can plan for those services in the future.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about it. You kind of give us a red, green, or yellow light, so to speak. Everything is good to go. Let's plan on getting this one done next time. And red, well, it is time. Let's get it done.
No, that's right. Yeah. That's a good process of what we do every day. We keep those records, and then we will send you a reminder when you need the service the next time.
Yes, sir. It's a great deal. I know we've got plenty of vehicle-related information to talk about. But
it's been an exciting week. We had a couple of great reveals at the New York Auto Show.
Wasn't that neat?
Yeah. Corsair and the new Highlander, both two great SUVs that we're going to have in the next year or so.
CBS was particularly, at least, highlighting in the newscast I heard, they were highlighting the Corsair, but then I didn't hear every newscast they did all day.
Highlander was there, and so really excited about that. The Corsair is really exciting, and it's an exciting name for a car.
It is, yeah. We'll look forward to it, but they're not on the lot yet.
It's going to be a while till we have it, but if you want to just go Google it or YouTube it, you can get a great video of the reveal, so you can take a glimpse at that now.
Well, we'll look forward to that, and of course, I drove by the dealership. Actually, I slowed down just to look at something that caught my eye. Your lot is full right now.
We do have a lot of inventory. I was noting that particularly with our Ford sales manager yesterday. And, we've actually gone into a red tag sale mode on the Ford lot because we have such a large inventory. We're definitely looking to move some units, and so we've discounted our Fords across the board, particularly on the trucks and SUVs. Mm-hmm. We've got a great selection now of Ford F-150s, all with great incentives on them. We've got the midsize SUVs, the Edge, the Explorer, the Escape, all those got enhanced rebates this week, just a couple days ago. You can check those out on the website at dungeschoice.com. From there, you can get to any of our showrooms and schedule your service or whatever you want to do.
Or set an appointment for a test drive.
That's right. And do a lot of the stuff before you come in, actually, to look at the vehicle. We can do a lot of the trade evaluation online, get ready for the purchase, and make some of the decisions about if you need a loan or whatever, how you want to purchase the vehicle, mm-hmm. answer all your questions so that when you come in, it's a relatively simple process.
Well, pre-qualifying on the financing certainly makes it a streamlined process that way for you. It really does.
And that way we can be ready for you when you come in. We can have the vehicle pulled up, make sure everything's set up to do the demonstration, and walk around, take you on your test drive. In today's world, we've got the great internet prices online there. Mm-hmm. We'll confirm the price, evaluate your trade. We set up the financing. All that can be done really quickly. And we'd work on that to continually make it more efficient and really build it around your needs. We try to work by appointment in sales these days. It really does tend to work better, and I think it makes the customers a lot happier.
Well, you've got representatives from numerous organizations in here, and I want to make sure we have time to spotlight. It's an exciting time
in Bartlesville right now, because just this week, Wyatt Watt from the Bartlesville Boys and Girls Club here in Bartlesville was selected as came in second place in the Oklahoma Youth of the Year. Welcome, Wyatt. Say hello to everybody out there.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, it's great you're here. I got to meet you last fall at the mm-hmm. Great Futures Lunch, and that was a great time. So now you've spent the last 3 days, in Oklahoma City. Tell us about what's going on and what that experience was like.
Yeah, it was a really busy time. I went to the Capitol and I met with a lot of legislators and senators. And then we went to the governor's mansion where the award ceremony was held, and we had a dinner. I had a pretty busy time the whole time.
That's awesome. And you got to meet a lot of people, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I met Julie Daniels. Uh-huh. And I met a lot of other people. I can't remember their name, though. It was a lot of people.
When you're shaking a lot of hands in succession, everybody wants to meet you, and it makes it more difficult for you to remember all the names.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, it's a great honor, we've had a lot of winners from Bartlesville and people who've done well in the state competition. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to you for joining that great group of great kids from Bartlesville.
Thank you, sir.
The Boys and Girls Club is such a great facility. You've gotten to see it come from what it was a few years ago with the old facility mm-hmm. to the new facility. What's that like, being someone who gets to spend time out there?
It's pretty great with all the stuff we have. We have the new baseball field and uh-huh. the huge gym. We have a lot of activities.
You're a sports guy, aren't you?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
You play baseball?
Yes.
Great. Mm-hmm. So what do you do usually at the club? Tell us about what that's like day to day.
I usually play basketball with the kids, or mm-hmm. I go outside on the baseball field, and I usually play kickball or play football with the kids.
That's great.
So that's usually what I do.
Uh-huh. You like to be around the younger kids.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jason, you want to step in and say hello, too. I got Jason Barta, who's the director of the Boys and Girls Club. Just say hi.
Good morning, everyone. Charlie, thanks
hey, Jason,
for having me.
Thanks for
Brad,
coming.
Thanks for everything you do for our Youth of the Year program. I know it's a big commitment for you, and we appreciate it, and it's obviously paying dividends. Why it's $3,000 more in scholarships now than he had.
That's awesome.
Two days
we hadn't
ago,
even mentioned
so
that.
We're plugging away on that as well.
Great. That's awesome. Anything else going on at the club? We need.
Well, there's always something going on.
I know. You're getting ready for summer, so.
I know. He's got Sports Spectacular coming up next weekend. Next Saturday is our Harley party out at the airport hangar.
Right.
It's a big fundraiser. Carries us through our summer program when we get full day and full house of kids every day. So
I'm going to guess it's sold out, but are there tickets left?
There are less than 150 tickets left
wow.
out of 1,000. So they're starting to, I think, come in pretty good.
We've
people
got ours.
Wait
so,
till the last minute, so. And they're hopefully no one gets left out, but they're only, 120 or so left. So
then tell us about the party, because it is a big one. I mean, it's
a
lot of fun.
It is a big one. It's out at Hangar 5 Saturday. We do a poker run during the day, and then we come out that evening and give away a 2019 Harley Davidson as a door prize to somebody that some ticket holder. We have raffles and we have hamburgers and hot dogs off the grill and some raffles, silent auction, live auction, and give away a Harley. So it's a good time, and it's really critical to the Boys and Girls Club budget, and obviously corporate sponsors are critical to that event, and they continue to support the event so we can deliver programs and produce more Wyatt Watts out of the club.
Yeah, there you go. That's exciting. Well, congratulations to you guys again for this great honor of Wyatt's and for the big event coming up.
Yeah, we're excited. Wyatt carried the baton well for the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville, and I spoke to a couple of the other Youth of the Year candidates, and all of them seem to really like Wyatt, and our kids are always some of the more popular kids there, and I know he met a lot of other Youth of the Years.
It was a busy day when I met Wyatt, so forgive me if I'm wrong. He's a junior this year?
Sophomore.
So there are repeat performances that can be accomplished where you're not done yet.
So you can build up that scholarship fund a little bit there, too. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's great. So how do you get tickets to the event, to the Harley
you
party?
You can go online to Beeville Harley Party. You can go to the Boys and Girls Club, Bartlesville Cycle Sports, and Keller Williams. Keller Williams and Pro Mortgage are presenting sponsors for us and critical to the success. So any of those stops, you can get tickets as well.
And thank you to all those sponsors, and check out things at the Boys and Girls Club. There's always good stuff going on there. It's a lot of fun, and the new facility is so wonderful and such a great...
Brad and his shop has been sponsors of the club for probably 150 years. And they've been around a while.
We need
us,
to get
so
that one in the
beginning.
Get that in the Guinness Book of World Records, too.
Yeah, right.
Well, we do like what you guys do, and anything that's around the youth of Bartlesville and all the great people like Wyatt in our town, because there's a lot of other great kids in Bartlesville. But congratulations to you, Wyatt. You mentioned we've got also Larry Cowan out from the Samaritan to begin promoting their event coming up this August, the Sports Spectacular, which has been around a few years too.
Thanks, Brad. Yes, it has. We've had a really good run with the Sports Spectacular. It does a great. It's a great thing for us. We appreciate sponsorship that Dungeons has made to us through the years, and so.
Sure. Well, tell us about your event, because it's still, we're kind of just beginning the promotion of this event, and so it's in August. I think you're looking for corporate sponsors now.
We're looking for sponsors right now. Uh-huh. We usually have a good number, but we're wanting to make sure we have enough sponsors. So we also have tickets available for people who just want to come to the event. Uh-huh. It helps Samaritan with the important job of taking care of people who are really hurting mentally.
Right.
And so we provide that kind of support for kids,
right,
all ages and adults. And it's there because people need that kind of guidance and counseling. And
that's an important safety net in our community.
It is. I think we save a lot of people's lives because they have a place to come to get the kind of help they need.
Yeah. And tell them how it works and how your services work.
People come for an intake. Just they can walk in the door, or they can call us ahead of time, and we'll schedule them for an intake. They do the initial paperwork, and then they are scheduled with a counselor. We have six therapists there in the building who work with people of all ages, and so they then have a chance for counseling there. The neat thing that's happening right now for us, we now have telepsychiatry available, so that people don't have to drive to Tulsa or someplace for a psychiatrist. As you know, we're very limited in that in this community. Mm-hmm. Also, they can get medication through that telepsychiatry, and they can be delivered right to their pharmacy. So they can go to the pharmacist and pick up the medication that's needed for mental health care.
Uh-huh.
So that's exciting. It's a new thing for us. And ConocoPhillips has been one of the supporters in making that happen for us.
Well, that's really interesting.
But that's a part of what Sports Spectacular helps us do as well. We're able to see people who can't afford.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, if you've got your good insurance and it'll pay for all this, you've got the access. But you're really there as a safety net for people who can't get access,
correct,
who don't know what to do but are hurting like that.
And some insurance plans will only pay for a limited number of visits.
Right.
And so once you've exceeded that, and I'm pulling numbers out of the air, I don't know.
It's different on every plan.
Once you've done your 10 visits, then Samaritan is here to help you out.
That's right.
Correct. And we are not, we do not turn anyone away. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We're a United Way agency, so we get funds to help us support people, again, of all ages, who cannot.
I've referred employees to Samaritan before who were experiencing personal problems and didn't know what to do. We've had tragedies happen at the dealership. And we've accessed you guys during those times. So, I mean, it is something that... That's really useful, and I think can be very impactful in our community. It is. It has been for quite a few years.
Yeah, 42 years, actually.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's been around a while. But thank you, Brad. I appreciate very much the support that Dungeons gives to us as well. You guys have done a great job with us and for this community.
Thank you. That's good stuff. So, once again, remind them when the event
is. August the 10th. It starts at about 5:30 or 6:00. And it's at the Hilton, the Garden Inn Hilton.
And it's kind of a neat event because it is sports themed.
Well, it's fun. People come dressed in their favorite uniform with their hats and the different kinds of, from all over, OSU, OU, Kansas State.
So you can be a fan.
Yeah, you can be a fan. And then there's an auction, a live auction as well as a silent auction.
Lots of sports themed events, things are sold.
Everything, with baseballs and footballs signed by different players. And
right.
So
tickets.
Lots of tickets and a chance to really kind of just have a good time. It's a good place to be. Food and drink is available there, of course, for anyone who wants that. So,
all right. And how do they get more information on that if they want information on sponsorships and stuff like that?
They can contact us at Samaritan Counseling, 918-336-1463. We are also at 245 Southeast Madison, right across from Center Park.
Great.
So we're easy to find.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's great to have you in here. And I want to bring Wyatt on back in because
sure.
Wyatt's got... want to hear more about your experience the last few days in Oklahoma City and what your plans are for the future, if you have any yet. Yeah. I mean, you're starting to you do play baseball, I think.
Yeah.
Is that right? Are you on the high school team?
Yes, I am.
So you guys are in the final part of your season, I guess.
Next week's our last week.
Next week. Games. Yeah, tonight is senior night for soccer, I know. It's the final soccer match. I can get everybody out there to that. So if you're a soccer fan at all, come watch the seniors and celebrate that night. I think that the girls play at 6 and the boys at 8 against Jinx, so it's going to be a tough night, but we'll be ready. And but anyway, you'll have your big last games next week. And,
yes.
So what are your plans for the summer and going forward? Any?
My plans for the summer, I'm going to work at the Boys and Girls Club.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much all my plans.
That's good. So tell us what you'll be doing this summer. Do you have an idea of how that will look every day? Because it's neat to, I think, because you know, the Boys and Girls Club structures your days to help with the programs through the Boys and Girls Club. And since you've kind of spent some time growing up through there, it's interesting to hear how you look at it, that process.
Mm-hmm. My day usually goes, I go with all the kids. Sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah. I think just all the kids go there, and then we have fun. Yeah. And I mean, there's really no problems. It's like a second home for them, and we just have fun.
Yeah, well, quickly, I mean, you move around to the different areas.
Around different areas. We have the STEM.
You have the STEM lab. You got the sports stuff you mentioned. A computer lab. Lots of games you can play. I think there's a game room even, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, well, and the summertime is neat because it seems like there's a field trip every day. I know there isn't, but it seems that way.
We usually go to the pools or we go to the parks on Bartlesville. That's usually what we do. Or we go out of town and we go like the roller rink in Owosso. Or we go to Tulsa, do like drillers games and that kind
of
stuff.
Ah, that's a lot of fun too, yeah. That's great. So what else? What do you...
Oh, yeah, we have all the different clubs, too, the kids can participate in. We have Keystone Club, the Torch Club.
Oh, that's right.
And we have career launch for kids trying to get jobs at the club. That's what they have to go through to get a job.
Yeah, and that's what you've done, and what you'll be doing this summer is getting that experience of actually working and such. And that's a great time. And did you do that last year, too?
Yes, I went through it, yeah.
When did you start going to the club?
When I was around nine years old.
Nine years old. That's great. And so tell us again about what you've been doing the last couple of days. What was it like? I mean, did you mentioned the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to give your speech and stuff like that?
I was one of the four finalists, and I had to go up there and give my speech. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was pretty nervous the whole
time. Were you?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good speech. You did a good job, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the other finalists? Were they?
They were really good. The guy that won, he's spectacular.
Where was he from?
He's from OKC.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's good. And so you met some people you're going to keep relationships with, you think, and stay in touch with? That's cool. Uh-huh. Well, Jason, it's a great testament to your club that you got people like this that come through it and... anyway, good luck next year. I know you'll probably want another shot at that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Good deal. Well, if I don't see you between now and the Great Futures Luncheon, have a great summer.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Wyatt.
And knowing Boys and Girls Club, he'll probably be back behind this microphone. They tend to bring in some junior staff sometime in the summertime to highlight the program. Uh-huh. Not trying to lock Jason or anybody else into anything. It just kind of works out that way.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's always good. There's always such exciting stuff going on in Bartlesville, and we like to draw attention to it. And these are two great organizations in our town, the Samaritan Counseling and the Bartlesville Boys and Girls Club. Thank you to Wyatt Watt, the Bartlesville Youth of the Year, and second place in the state of Oklahoma. So
thank you.
Congratulations.
I want to thank you for all the stuff you do, the Dungeness family do for the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, thank you, Wyatt. I appreciate it. It's something we're proud of, and that my grandfather was actually involved in it for a long time, and so it's something that we really believe in the legacy and thinking back through all these years, Jason, of all the kids that have gone through there and the impact on all the lives that you've had, and that's really significant. It is significant. Yeah. and And it's a rich history in our community.
It is.
Well, back to cars just a little bit here.
Okay.
You know, we got a few minutes left, and I did want to mention, we talked a little bit about the Corsair and
right.
the Highlander, the launch of the new vehicles. The Corsair is a beautiful, smaller SUV. Mm-hmm. It's along the lines of the new Nautilus, if you've seen one of those.
I haven't seen one up close and personal, but mm-hmm. I've at least seen one.
What you're going to find with the Lincoln product right now is that they've really taken a great interest and care on the interior. Not that the powertrains and the body aren't great, but mm-hmm. the interiors are just simply luxurious, comfortable. They're really kind of redefining what an interior space of an automobile can be. And mm-hmm. and I just encourage everybody to come check it out if you're looking at a luxury vehicle like that. The Lincoln really is a competitive product in the Navigator, the Nautilus, this new Corsair, all of it, Continental. They're great vehicles, and they have this great interior and technology advantage, I think, that might be overlooked if you haven't really sat in a Lincoln recently. I mentioned earlier, too, the great deals we've got on the F-150s right now. We've got almost, I think, about 40 F-150s in stock, so we have a great selection. Good deals on the Super Duties as well, on the Toyota side. And we mentioned this last week, but there's a couple deals that I think are really outstanding on the Tacoma and the Highlander. Both have really great leases right now, and if you're interested in a lower payment, this mm-hmm. is a way to get to really just buy the part of the vehicle that you're going to use and not have to pay for the rest of it. So with vehicles like the Highlander and the Tacoma that mm-hmm. have such great resale values and residual values, when you're done, you're paying for less of the vehicle that way, because it's going to be worth more in a couple of years when you're finished using it, assuming it's you can predict, you know, about the number of miles you're going to drive and it's in good condition. And, you know, we're talking $100 or more in difference in monthly payments. So mm-hmm. it does make a big difference. You know, we can show you that easily on paper or online. So just if you're interested in either a small truck like a Tacoma or a Highlander, it's a great time.
It is a great time. You know, leases have been around for a long time, but I think locally, at least on this program, I don't remember exactly, it's been the last 6 or 7 years we really kind of even mentioned the word lease. Are you seeing people, you know, using a lease more now locally?
Well, you know, it's not a big part of our business as far as percentage of overall deals. It's probably 10% or a little bit less, mm-hmm. but we do see it consistently, and it's been there. You know, it's around for a long
decades,
time,
but really,
you know, but and it's, you know, there are parts of the country where it's very common, where mm-hmm. over 70% of the vehicles in some parts of New York and Michigan and on the coasts are leased. Sometimes those are in Michigan and Detroit. It's because a lot of the people work for the automotive makers.
If you're
planning to buy cars regularly, and you know,
if you work for Ford, at least I think that the rest of the public, whether Ford expects mm-hmm. it or not, the rest of the public says, "Well, you work for Ford, you must get
you
a
must
great
drive
deal."
A Ford. Yeah. And you probably want to drive a Ford. It'd look better.
Yeah.
But anyway, so some markets are like that. Some metro areas tend to lease more than rural areas. So mm-hmm. we're never going to have a huge thing, but it's something I've done when I see a great advantage in the lease, and it's just something to consider and understand because it's a way to get a lower payment sometimes.
True. Your great used car selections with the Q certified cars that are out there, you're giving a great value to your customer that way as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's another great point. And you mentioned Q certification, and it's not just on the used cars, because mm-hmm. we do have on all our new vehicles the 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that comes at no added cost to you. So you pay the vehicle, we give you the 7-100 warranty. That's a nationwide warranty that's good anywhere in the USA, at any ASE-certified shop or a dealership. It's a great warranty, and that's at no additional cost to you just for buying the car from Dungis.
That kind of wraps around the manufacturer's warranty.
It does, yeah. and that's something we do just to differentiate us. We know there's a lot of competition and that you're going to shop around, and it gives us an advantage, I think. And we know people, usually our customers, they do intend to service with us because of our maybe the $995 service offering and just our investments in service and taking care of our customers. And most of them do continue to do service with us. And so if you're going to continue servicing at the dealer. A lot of, you know, it's good just to have that peace of mind so that if something breaks, it's going to, we can take care of it and fix it, and it ain't going to have to come out of your pocket.
Yeah, but again, it's nice that you know that if something happens, I don't care, you're on the road on vacation and you're something all of a sudden sputters and makes funny noises and you're in Denver or you're in Tampa, it doesn't matter. That's a nationwide warranty.
That's right. That's right, nationwide and at no additional cost to you. And so that's on new, it's for 7100 on the used that are qualify for this. And we have it's 2 years or 100,000 miles. The 7 years is from original and service date. Two is from the purchase date on the used vehicles. We also have manufacturer certified vehicles. Some exciting news on the Toyota side on their certification is going to get a little bit more valuable and that they're going to start. I mentioned that the Q certification starts at in-service date of the original purchase of the new vehicle.
Right.
Toyota's program is going to start adding that to the purchase date of the certified vehicle. So your 7 years will start when you purchase the Toyota certified vehicle. And so that could extend your coverage quite significantly.
Sure.
If it's a 2 or 3 year old car, you're going to get that additional 2 or 3 years now on the back end of your certification program. And I think that's really unique in the market and will be a great value.
It will be a great value. And that's just one more reason to do your used car shopping at Dungis as well.
That's right. And that's a big thing we need right now is inventory for our used cars. I know we mentioned that last week, but we are really desperate for used car inventory. So if you're looking to sell a vehicle or trade one in, even if you're buying from some other dealer, I hope not, but it does happen. We'll be happy to give you a bid on the vehicle and offer you a cash purchase price for your vehicle. You can start that process online also. We've got a great tool up there called the Trade-In Valet, where you just answer a few simple questions and it's going to give you an actual cash offer for the vehicle. We just need to bring you in and have you and confirm a few things about the vehicle and we'll be good to go.
Well, that adds so much to the transparency transaction of that that trade-in, so to speak, because you're there with a check and whether you buy a vehicle from us or whether you buy from somebody else anywhere in the country, here is your trade-in offer right here on that.
Yeah, deal. I mean, that's what we try to do is be transparent and not play games in the purchase process. I think, you know, we still hear about that from our customers or people that are shopping around a lot and, you know, that it does happen out there where people, prices will change, you know, when people come in and or they'll say that in order to get a price, you've got to do certain other things like finance with them.
Let's jump through these three hoops.
Or trade. And, you know, that's not how we do it. We try to be straight with you and negotiate up and up. And that's our promise.
With or without an appointment, the 995 oil change. How late's the service drive open tonight?
They'll be open till 6 o'clock. Sales until 7. We'll open again tomorrow. Service at 7, and sales will be open at 8:30.
Okay, so again, check it out online. DungisChoice.com. All of the things we've been talking about, at least the ones that are in stock, are available online. Might have to wait a while before we see some pictures of the Corsair on.
Yeah, it'll be probably another 6 months or something until we have one of those, but it's right around the corner.
Yeah, but stop by, check out the new Navigator, check out some of the other brand-new Lincolns or Toyotas or Fords, and check out your used car.
Thank you to all our great customers out there and to our friends from the Samaritan Counseling and the Bartlesville Boys and Girls Club for all the great stuff you do in our community. And thank you to Bartlesville.
Okay, that's Car Talk on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.